Next speaker is Dana.
Dana. Hi, my name is Dana Frank. I don't need a mic. What? It's outside. Okay. Well, I can do it too. I was a student here. I want to say I'm a tenured faculty member. I'm a member of the AFT, although I'm not in the bargaining unit. And I was a student here between 1974 and 78. The university was a very different place at that time. At that time, if you worked at UCSC, it was a great job. You had a pension, you had a health care, and you had one of the best jobs in the state if you were a working class person. Since then, it's completely changed. As the rich have gotten richer and the poor have gotten poorer in this country, UC has spent millions of dollars on management consultants to figure out ways to push the working people of UC system farther and farther down. Now we have to fight for people to even be able to pay the rent in Santa Cruz. I want to say how concerned I am about this as a professor, especially someone who has the responsibility to teach about working class and labor issues at the University of California, and I take that responsibility very seriously. Because this is what I see the university teaching my students. I see them teaching my students that they shouldn't care who did the work that made their education possible. That they should think it would be fine, that they would advance themselves and leave these other people behind that are most of them never going to have the opportunity to go to college. That they shouldn't care whether the person who serves their food in their dining hall or clean their dorms is an underpaid Latina working in a dead-end job. That they shouldn't care that the person who drives their shuttle bus is only employed for 9 months and suddenly, when it hit the summer, the day after graduation, after being very, very necessary, it's bye, see you in the fall, we don't care how you're going to pay your rent and pay your bills. They don't want... I see the university... teaching students that it's okay that there are farm workers working for the University of California that are only hired on a daily basis and paid the minimum wage. I think things they don't want you to know. Well, and I also see what incredible buildings have been going up around this campus. How come we have these incredibly gorgeous, expensive buildings and we have workers that could never afford to come here and are living in hovels and have to commute from Soledad to be able to work here? Well, this is what I want to teach. I want to teach a different vision of what the university should look like. I want to teach a different vision of what it means to be a working person in the United States and in the world. I want to teach that we have a sense of solidarity with every person that makes UCSC possible. I want to teach that we have a different sense of how we can work together to transform this institution so we all have a right to be here, so that we don't have administrators, and I would say faculty members, who are making enormous amounts of money and going to work and stepping on people who they don't even realize are having to do twice as much work as they had to 3 weeks ago. And I want to say that's very much true in my own department. So I have a vision, and I see it before me. I see that vision before me because nobody's going to... Power concedes nothing without a struggle, but we're here to say we're going to make that happen. We dump Sodexo. We have unions now that are powerful, and our solidarity is growing every day. Solidarity forever.